Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Teresa, this is an awesome week because we are training a couple hundred people to be spiritual mentors. And it's been so wonderful as I'm going around and meeting all these people and asking them, how did you hear about the rosary? And it was, well, my sister-in-law or my coworker or my cousin or a friend, that all these people are coming to be trained as spiritual mentors because somebody shared the rosary with them at some point. It's amazing to see the fruit. And the best story was this gentleman, this guy, who prays the rosary every night with his 8-year-old daughter. And it made me think of you.
Oh, even though I probably would have been storming off and throwing a tantrum at that point.
So I want to give a shout out to Katie Cullum, 8 years old, from Marietta, Georgia, who prays the rosary with her dad every night. And now her dad's being trained as a spiritual mentor. So share the rosary. We've made it easy with you for you this Lent with the referral link at the bottom of this episode. And every time you share the rosary, you get a chance to win one of our pilgrimages, like the one we'll be taking this fall to Lourdes in Lyon, France. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So we've embarked on this brief series of what the church calls the last things, right here in the middle of Lent. And today, we meditate on hell. Now, it would be better to begin with hope. So hope is the virtue whereby the individual strives for heaven as something which is possible, but not guaranteed. So hope involves three things. First, an active pursuit of God in heaven. Second, a realization that the attainment of heaven is possible. After all, if it wasn't possible to get to heaven, why would anyone even try to get there? Third, a realization that failing to attain heaven is also possible. After all, if getting to heaven was guaranteed, why would you have to try to get there? So a vigorous hope implies an awareness that hell is a real but tragic option. But many people think it's not a good idea to bring up the idea of hell. Some even say it doesn't exist. But Saint Faustina gives us a very different testimony from her own experience. In her diary, she writes, "Today, I was led by an angel to the chasms of hell. It is a place of great torture. How awesomely large and extensive it is." She then describes what the suffering of hell is like, and then she states, "I am writing this at the command of God, so that no soul may find an excuse by saying there is no hell, or that nobody has ever been there, and so no one can say what it is like. I, Sister Faustina, by the order of God, have visited the abysses of hell, so that I might tell souls about it and testify to its existence. I have received a command from God to leave it in writing, but I noticed one thing, that most of the souls there are those who disbelieved that there is a hell." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus spoke about the reality of hell. He said, "If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off, for it is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell." So I guess the question is, what are the vices and sins that I have grown so accustomed to in my life that I don't even recognize them anymore? What is it that I need to cut off and pluck out? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There are probably three primary reasons why people don't want to think or talk about hell. First, they think, how could a good and all-loving God keep anyone out of heaven? Well, he doesn't. God sends no one to hell. If you desire God and heaven, then that is precisely what he will give you. But some people do not desire God. Some people don't want to live according to the way God designed the human person, according to the moral law. And some people just don't want to spend time with God in prayer or at Mass. They don't want to learn about God, and they don't want to encounter him in their duties or in the poor. They just don't like it. Sin is to turn away from God, and when we make turning away from him into a habit, it results in an aversion for God, a real dislike for him. Every time this type of person is forced to think about God, they don't like it. They don't want to, and they find all kinds of excuses to avoid him. Well, if that becomes a habit, your second nature, if it becomes who you are, then when you die and see God, you won't want him then, just like you didn't want him on earth. Why should you? Nothing has changed in you. This is why sin is so dangerous. And this is why sin leads people to pray less, to go to Mass less, or never, to be less generous in their vocations, to be less generous in taking care of the poor and the defenseless. Now, on the flip side, the more we spend time with God in prayer, the more we like him, and we make it our nature to like him, to desire him, to choose him. Then when we die, God will give us what we always wanted, himself, and that's heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second reason people probably don't want to think or talk about hell is that they think, how could a good God design an eternal torture chamber and actually put people there to suffer in agony forever? Well, everybody knows Scripture talks about the fires of hell, and that actually the children of Fatima saw the flames of hell. But we know that these fires and flames don't primarily signify physical pain, for the simple reason that you don't have a physical body in hell, at least not until the resurrection of the dead. And it's not clear how you could set an angel or a soul on fire any more than you could set a thought or a feeling on fire. I mean, how do you set an immaterial thing on fire? But then why this familiar imagery of fire? Well, we all use metaphorical torture language to describe deep emotional, psychological suffering. We might say to someone, you're killing me, or this is eating me alive, or this is tearing me apart. Now imagine the psychological pain that comes from knowing you've ruined everything forever, and that you can never even hope to be happy again, that you'll never rejoice with another person, you'll never love, you'll never even want to love again. How do you capture that kind of pain? You might say something like, it's like I'm on fire. It's like a hideous burning that never stops. The point is that hell isn't a place where God tortures us. It's a place where we torture ourselves, where we continuously and eternally resolve never to be happy. It's almost too awful to think about. But if we're honest with ourselves, we can think of times when we've done that to ourselves here, where we've thrown a fit and burned a relationship and made ourselves miserable out of our own pride and self-will. So now is our time to curb those sinful desires and actions. Now is the time to stop ourselves from becoming frightful and permanent monsters of selfishness forever. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third reason people usually don't want to think about hell is that they think, even if there were a hell, how could thinking about it make us better Christians? After all, the Christian life is about love, especially love of God. And it doesn't work to say, love me or I'll punish you horribly. So why even think about it? Well, the point of talking about hell is not to motivate us to love God out of fear of external punishment or external suffering. The point of a meditation on hell is to remind us of the horrific results of our own selfishness, results that are capable of being permanent. That kind of reminder does motivate love. Every so often, it's good to remember, if I don't keep fighting my selfishness, if I let my vices get the best of me, they'll ruin my life, and they could ruin the lives of the people around me. And they'll turn me into an abomination. And then you think, I don't want that. And then you pray, dear God, please save me from myself. Dear God, please help me to love better. Please, God, make me into the kind of person who, when life ends, chooses you and the happiness with you and with everyone else. That's how, surprisingly, meditating on hell, at least occasionally, can strengthen our resolve, not only to hope, but also to love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, Teresa, for me, and I don't know if you remember this moment, when we were in Fatima, in the grove of oak trees, where Our Lady appeared. Well, first the angel of Portugal appeared to the children and gave them the apparition of the Eucharistic miracle. Mm-hmm. And then it was also the place of the August 19th apparition. And it was the one month that didn't happen on the 13th because the children were put in jail.
Yeah.
And I was so literally dumbstruck by the words of Our Lady in that August 19th, 1917 apparition, where she said, pray very much, because there are many souls that go to hell because they have no one to pray and offer sacrifice for them. This is what our mother came to say. Our mother came and said, many of my children are going to hell, and I want to save them, rescue them from going to hell, but I need your help.
That's a really good answer to this entire time I was reflecting very deeply on that very heavy reality of the finality of death and hell, especially for loved ones. But that right there is very clearly the answer.
The finality of hell rests in the hands of those in hell. It rests in their decision.
Yeah, but that's not what upsets me. It's not that I feel like, well, obviously some part of me is wary of the responsibility in the sense of how am I impacting the lives of others, but also just the sadness when you know that they're choosing that anyways.
It makes me horribly sad. I'm not saying they chose it so they get what they deserve.
Yeah, no. I'm saying that.
It's so frightening that we can choose it. Mm-hmm. C.S. Lewis in that book, The Great Divorce, that is the greatest description of people in hell. Because for those people out there who haven't, and this is not a spoiler, for those who haven't read The Great Divorce, people from hell can take field trips.
Again, this is a fictional work, but it's the concept of the book.
It gets the whole point across extremely well. The people from hell can take field trips up to heaven. And the people in heaven are constantly inviting them, stay.
Mm.
But they don't want to.
Yeah, and it shows you all the little choices and the reasoning behind people who are quite literally witnessing heaven would still choose hell. And a lot of it is just that selfishness.
Yeah, this is what I was trying to get across in that third point, that with every choice and action, we're creating a habit. We're creating our own nature.
Mm-hmm.
which then creates our likes and dislikes. So the more we act in a way that is not pursuing God, the more we dislike anything about God. I mean, have you ever run across a person who they don't want to think about God, they want no conversation about God, and you wonder, how could you be like this?
I think this is also very informative, because it's not, if you look at it as heaven and judgment is a checks and balances, it's, oh, you didn't do this much bad. A lot of those people think they're pretty good people, and they might be striving for a relative concept of morality, but this desire for God is such an important and different aspect, because it's the true love of good instead of the lawful obedience to the idea of good or what you define as good.
Yeah. The whole thing is about desire. It's just a journey of desire. God will just give us what we want. So this is why but it's not uncommon or weird, and there's nothing wrong with you if you don't start out not liking prayer, for example. There's nothing wrong with you. That's normal, fallen human nature.
That's why I like that meditation on expanding the palate. I feel like that's very, very accurate for all the best things in life. That I especially, I feel like I only like things that are an acquired taste, you know? Black coffee and metal. Some really weird, like my drinks of choice are always very strange. All the food that I like is usually pretty strange. But I like that it's an acquired taste. I think they're incredible. And I'm not pretending to like it now. But at first, I really didn't like any of it.
Yeah. God is an acquired taste.
Because we're just kind of narrow-minded and small. And that broadening, you can't even see the good in it when you have such a narrow perspective of it.
Yeah.
But the farther you go into it anyways, that opens up. It's like, oh, what's that? The opening to that national park?
Oh, in Yosemite.
Yes.
Inspiration Point, I think it is. Yeah, from the outside, it looks like there's nothing. You go through that spot and it just explodes.
Yeah. So it's not at all a bad thing to at first see that and think, there's nothing there. That's the natural, and that's the hope and the faith.
That's exactly right. It's not uncommon for us to look at prayer and say, there's nothing there. But if we persevere through.
Yeah, you'll come to love. And it's like the same way that we come to love people. I feel like so many people, if you're struggling to find your friends interesting, you're not taking enough interest in them.
Yeah.
And it's the same in prayer.
Same with God. But we have a significant part to. We are going to get to heaven, and we will kick ourselves in heaven. We will.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because we will look back and we will say, if I would have done this or this or this, I could have helped save more souls.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things. Our Lady has made it very simple. The two most powerful things you can do to help save another person's soul. Number one, go to daily Mass and offer Mass for that person, because that is the infinite act of Jesus worshiping the Father. Go to Mass and lay the person on the altar you're concerned about. Secondly, pray the rosary every day and name those people by name that you're praying for. There's a lot of grandmothers in heaven that got a lot of lot of their relatives in by their rosaries.
Grandmas might be the number one heroes of the spiritual battle.
Grandmas with rosaries are the warriors.
But I do think on the brighter side of that, there will be a great sadness, obviously, of those that are not with us. But think of how close we're already united to all of the people that are praying with us on this podcast, and how much closer we'll be if we all make it to heaven.
You know, we had it happen last night after Mass, and it happens often that people will come up to us and say, we feel like we know you because we do the podcast every day. But the fact is, you do know us because we pray together.
And our knowledge of everyone is quite limited on Earth, but it will be so different having prayed with these people on earth and praying with them or being with them in heaven.
That will be an awesome day that will never end.
I thought you were going to say will never come. You scared me there.
It will never, ever
never end.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.